Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny walked into ex-nurse Mabel Peterson's house, she walked right into trouble, too. While she was talking to Mrs. Peterson, Robert Wilson slipped up behind her, knocked her unconscious, and then hinted that he was going to dispose of her. It's several hours later now, and unaware that Penny is in trouble, Freddie Lang talks to little Julie Martin in the living room of the Gibbs home. Ironically, Julie asks,
Uncle Freddie?
Yes, Julie?
Where's Aunt Penny?
Well, I really don't know, Julie. I haven't seen her around all day now.
Has she gone away, maybe?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think she's gone away at all. In fact, she's working now, you know. She works for a lawyer, Julie.
A lawyer?
That's right, a lawyer.
What's that?
What's a lawyer? Well, now, let's see. A lawyer is a guy with an office, and the office is full of books, and all those books have big mouthfuls of words in them, see? And he's also the fellow who can get you out of trouble, if you're ever in trouble.
He is?
Well, more or less, yes.
Is Aunt Penny in trouble?
Oh, no, not Aunt Penny.
Then why is she with the lawyer?
Well, actually, she's not, Julie. You see, Aunt Penny works for him. You see, she's helping him get other people out of trouble.
Oh.
You understand now?
I guess so.
Well, I guess not. I didn't do a very good job of explaining that. I tell you what, Julie, maybe you better ask your Aunt Penny about lawyers when she gets home. You know, she knows a whole lot more about them than I do.
Aunt Penny is awful smart, isn't she?
Oh, you can sure bet she is.
She's smarter than anybody.
Well, no, I wouldn't exactly say that, Julie. She's smarter than anybody you and I know, I guess, but, well, there are still a lot of smart people left in this world.
Will I be smart like Aunt Penny when I grow up?
I don't know why not, Julie. And not only that, but I'll bet you'll be just as beautiful, too.
Why am I beautiful, Uncle Freddy?
Beautiful? Julie, you're a knockout.
A knockout?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, a knockout is a gal's face that's so terrific to look at, you think you've been hit by something.
Oh, you silly Uncle Freddy.
Yeah, you think so. Well, now you just wait until you're 18 years old and you see some college football captain with a great big pair of truck horse shoulders and a movie star face. Then you're going to think that you've been in a head-on collision with a fast-moving express train.
You talk awful funny, Uncle Freddy. I don't know half of what you're saying.
No? Well, I'm sorry, Julie. I guess I just forget sometimes.
Forget what?
That you're still a little girl.
I'm not a little girl. I'm 6.
Oh, say, that's right. You are. You know, I was thinking you were only 5 and a half.
6 is a lot more than 5.
Oh, it sure is. But you don't want to rush to be 7, Julie, because you're going to get there soon enough. And before you can say, I'm going to be 8, then you're going to be 80.
That's silly, Uncle Freddy. Everybody knows that 9 comes after 8, and 10 comes after 9. You have to be a lot of things before you're 80.
Yeah, that's right, Julie. You have to be a lot of things, and you have to do a lot of things before you're 80. But the way time goes by, why, the weeks and the months and the years, they all pile up on top of one another, and the next thing you know...
Oh, it's a telephone. May I answer it, Uncle Freddy?
Why, sure you can. Go ahead. Why not?
Maybe it's Aunt Penny. Maybe she's coming home.
Well, if it is Aunt Penny, you let me talk to her, will you? You know, she's got to bring in some things for supper tonight.
All right. Hello?
Hello. Hello, Julie.
Yes, this is Julie.
Julie, this is Johnny Keith.
Oh, hello, Uncle Johnny.
Hiya.
I answered the telephone all by my own self.
You did? That's fine. Look, honey, let me speak to your Aunt Penny, will you?
She's not here.
She isn't?
No, she's not.
Well, has she been there?
No, she hasn't. Not all day. She's working now for a lawyer. What's a lawyer, Uncle Johnny?
Well, I'll explain it to you when I see you, honey. Who else is there?
Uncle Jed and Aunt Nora and Uncle Freddy.
Well, get someone to the phone, will you, Julie?
All right.
And hurry, please.
I will. Uncle Freddy?
Yeah?
It's Uncle Johnny. He wants to talk to someone.
Oh, he does, huh? Well, if it's just someone, then I guess I'll do, huh? Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. Can I talk again when you finish?
Sure you can. Hello?
Hello, Freddy.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. This is Freddy.
Freddy, have you heard from Penny since she left home?
Well, no, I haven't. Should I have heard from her?
Well, she ought to be home by now.
What makes you think that?
Well, she said she would be after she went to Carter's office and reported in.
Oh. Well, Johnny, maybe she's still at Carter's.
No, she isn't. I just phoned there.
I see. How long ago did she leave the office?
Well, Freddy, she never even showed up.
She didn't? Well, maybe something came up and... Oh, I know. She probably went over to the church to give Dr. Judson a hand.
No, she's not there either, Freddy. She hasn't been there. I phoned the church, too.
Oh. Well, look, Johnny, do you have to see her right away? Because if so, I can...
Well, Freddy, you don't understand. I better not take the time to explain right now.
Hey, Johnny, you know, you're sounding kind of funny, like you're excited.
Well, I'm worried, Freddy. She went to see Mrs. Peterson a few hours ago, and she hasn't been seen since.
No? Well, did you try calling Mrs. Peterson's house, then?
Yes, a dozen times, and there's no answer. Freddy... There was a guy named Robert Wilson there, the man Carter is looking for.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think that Penny ran into him and...
Yes, and if Penny ran into him, she ran into trouble, too.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Johnny, I was afraid of the same thing. Look, tell me, where are you now?
In Whittemore's drugstore.
Okay. I'll tell you what you do. You stay there.
No.
I'll be down in about 5 minutes, and we'll barrel out to that Peterson dame's house, and we'll have a look-see around.
Swell. I'll see you.
Okay, Johnny. Goodbye.
You said I could...
I'm sorry, Julie. I know I told you that you could talk to Uncle Johnny again, but look, not right now, will you? Something's come up.
Can I answer the phone next time it rings?
Yeah, sure you can. In fact, I'll tell you what you do. You stick right here by the phone, and I'll give you a ring in a little while. Now, stick right here, will you, Julie?
Well, the bell's ringing, all right, Freddy. I can hear it.
Yeah. I wonder if that Mrs. Peterson can hear it, too. I wonder if she's even at home.
Well, obviously no one's home, Freddy.
Yeah. Say, Johnny, are you sure that Penny came here?
Well, sure I am. I stood right across the street and watched Mrs. Peterson let her in.
Uh-huh. Well, the old gal isn't letting us in. I think we ought to go in just a second.
No, Freddy, I don't think we...
Door's locked. Well, I got ways of opening it. Maybe I better not do that.
Now, look, Freddy, maybe we better call the police, huh?
Oh, no, Johnny, no, I don't think so, no. You know, guys like this Wilson, they go crazy. They do awful things when they got cops tailing them. I know about those guys.
Yeah. Well, what do you think we ought to do?
Let's try one of these windows.
Have the police after us?
Well, if we run into Wilson in here with Penny, maybe we're going to want the cops after us. And right close after us, too. Let's see. The window's locked.
So is this...
You know, Johnny, this could go on all day.
Freddy, you shouldn't have broken a window.
Well, it's one way to get into a house with locked doors and windows. Now, let's see if I can just reach the window catch through here.
Carefully, don't cut yourself.
Okay. I'll bet I look like I'm going back to my old ways, huh?
Well, I'd say you're breaking in here for a good cause.
Yeah, thanks a lot. There. Got the window catch off. It's unlocked.
Good.
There. It's open now. Come on, let's go in.
You know, I don't approve of your methods, Freddy, but I like the results.
Well, it's the results that count, isn't it?
Keep your eyes open when you get in there.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's nobody in here as far as I can see, and I can see all the way to the back of this house.
Come on in, Johnny.
Now be careful in there, Freddy. There might be somebody hiding behind the door.
Well, I'm ready for anything, including ducking a bullet.
Well, place seems deserted.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be anybody around.
A couple of rooms over this way. Let's have a look and see if we can find it.
Hold on a minute, Johnny.
Huh?
Look there. Isn't that one of Penny's hair combs there?
Where?
Right there on the rug. Seems to me Penny was wearing this thing when she left the house this morning. Do you recognize it?
I say I do. It's Penny's, all right. I don't need any proof she was here. All I want to know is where she is right now.
Well, I don't think we'll find her here unless maybe we could... Oh, Johnny, look.
Hmm?
On the floor there.
Well, what is it?
Well, it isn't red ink. That's blood.
Uh-oh. I was afraid we'd find something like this. I'm calling the police.
No, wait a minute. Wait. But before you call the police, let me call the house first.
Why waste that much time?
Oh, when I said about Wilson still goes, Johnny. Maybe Penny's just hurt. Maybe she's not dead. He'll really kill her if he finds out that the cops are looking for him.
All right, but if she's not at home, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Why didn't she answer?
Hello?
Hello. Is that you, Julie?
Yes, Uncle Freddy, this is Julie. You kept your promise, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Julie, is Aunt Penny there?
No, she isn't.
Oh, she's not, huh? Well, okay, thanks, Julie. I'll call you back again later on. Goodbye.
Oh, goody. Bye.
Johnny, she's not there.
Oh.
Go ahead, call the cops, will you? And here's hoping they find her before we have to call a hearse. Hey, Julie's
in the backyard, Freddy.
Penny.
Hello, Freddy.
Oh, Penny, you all right? Well, what happened to you? You know, Johnny and I have been looking all...
I'm perfectly all right, Freddy. I had a little bit of an accident, and I have a bad headache, that's all.
What'd you get hit with? A blackjack?
What makes you think I was hit with anything?
Well, Johnny told me where you were, and we just searched Mrs. Peterson's joint, and there was blood on the floor.
I fainted, Freddy.
Yeah, you fainted. At the request of a guy named Wilson with a blackjack in his hand. How'd you get away from him?
They let me go.
Who? Wilson and Mrs. Peterson?
Yeah, oh, Freddy, my head hurts.
Look, I'll go get you something for your head. Then maybe you'll take my advice and stay out of things like this before you get something worse than a knock on the noggin.
So Penny is home, and hardly any the worse for her encounter with Robert Wilson. Will she take Freddy's advice and drop out of the Ainsley case? Or will she go out and face even more terrible danger? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger Cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.